Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I just received an email just this morning that said this. Reach out and tell these folks, he means you, that we want less government. Actually, he means the president. I apologize. We want less government and more freedom. There are those who say you just want anarchy. The absence of government. But at this point in time, if we were to get rid of 10,000 arbitrary liberty-stealing laws and rules, there would still be libraries packed full of enough laws and rules to incarcerate and fine most everyone in this country. And it came with a link. Just whitehouse.gov/contact, the numeral sign, the number sign, and then page. I'll give that later if you want it. The taking of liberty lies in much of these rules and laws, and in particular regulations. But there are other ways we are being controlled or seized. It would seem at every turn and in just about, if not completely inclusive, every American industry, there is an outside, either a think tank, and I'm not picking on all think tanks, so don't get me wrong here, or help groups, etc., non-government, non-for-profit organizations that are here to help or redefine, etc., or even within the industry itself. Just like the phrase, we're from the government and we're here to help you, you need to look into many of these organizations and groups. Their help is more of a hijacking or a takeover, seizing pieces of your industry and mandating the workers and owners of said industry. Well, today we're going to concentrate on America's beef and cattle industry. We watched as the poultry and the pork industry was snatched from individual and independent private owners. And they've not yet completely taken over the cattle industry, but not for lack of trying. President Donald Trump has talked about draining the swamp in D.C., but I'm here to tell you that that swamp has many tributaries in the form of bureaucracy. And there are other veins spread out, taking advantage of and lobbying against American industries. Special interest groups with an agenda that are far different from the industry's goals to produce, which they claim to be helping or they are obviously fighting against. Draining the swamp of corruption and making trade fair in America is not going to be an easy task, and it cannot happen by one man or even two men. It's going to take an educated America to become active and aware of all that's taking place. Look beyond the single tree and see the forest. Look beyond that single filthy green pool in D.C. corrupt with the D.C. corruption and see that the swamp is full of elected and unelected and outsiders plotting and planning, profiting, and controlling every aspect of your lives and American industries. My guest today is Bill Bullard, the CEO of RCAF USA. He's once again taking a tour across the land to open up discussions and keep cattlemen and consumers informed as to what exactly is going on. Where does your beef come from? Your pork, your poultry. Bill is here today, and we're going to discuss his Missouri stops, which he's going to be doing next week. And he will actually be in studio, which that always excites me. I'm usually alone staring out the window here on March 8th as he heads to yet another meeting. So we welcome back to CSE Talk Radio, Bill. We welcome you back, and a big thank you for all that you do in RCAF USA. I know you have been staying vigilant, and it is not easy protecting the cattle industry and independent cattlemen and ranchers across this nation. We thank you so much. Welcome back, Bill. Did we? I can't hear Bill.
I'm sorry. Glad to be here, Beth Ann. Thank you very much. I had my mute on. Sorry about that.
Well, you're messing with me, Bill. You know, you got to be careful with those phones.
Exactly.
Well, we do welcome you back. I hope your mute didn't keep you from hearing my introduction right there.
No, and I think that's very positive, in fact, because we really are standing at the threshold of an opportunity that we haven't had for many, many years. And if we look at the trade discussion, for example, as our government for the past 20 years has really been moving towards this global governance, global standards, global regulations, and global policing and enforcement. And they've done that through the World Trade Organization.
Mm-hmm.
And our organization, among others, has criticized the United States' acquiescence to this global governing body on the basis that they were never elected, they were never appointed, it isn't under our U.S. Constitution, so why in the world would the United States be ceding large swaths of its sovereignty to an unelected international tribunal in Geneva, Switzerland? And we raised that flag for 20 years. Complaining that the United States has gone too far, we must, rather than rely upon this international tribunal to police and enforce our trade agreements, we should be continuing along the path of diplomatic relations and negotiations to resolve conflicts between nations. But that's not the direction our government has gone. And our groups and many others were viewed as radical. Radical because we didn't subscribe to this global governance and globalization. And now emerges a new president who brought this up in the campaign, who has now told the American people that the United States has gone too far. We have ceded too much sovereignty. We are a sovereign nation. We should be resolving our problems and conflicts ourselves. And he's actually looking for ways to bypass this global governing unit known as the World Trade Organization.
Mm.
How it could be any more refreshing than that.
Isn't it amazing how people are so afraid of sovereignty? That, you know, that's become a dirty word, and I don't get that at all, because I know that these same people that are complaining, they don't want you coming into their house and taking over. And that's exactly what we've allowed to happen. And with my, I was generalizing in that monologue as we were coming on the air, but I had read an article that one of your members, Jim Foster, had faxed to me that was written by Tracy Hunt. And she's mentioning in here the Global Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. That always puts up a red flag right there. And she mentions the World Wildlife Fund. And you get into these organizations, these groups that are supposed to be there to help, and you can see that they're not. And you know, and I think about I talk with the pet industry quite a bit, and we talk about what HSUS and the ASPCA have done. And when we see these acronyms, when we see these organizations, and so many of them are, they're actually working against your industry, but they're there with this pretense of being for you, and they word things so flowery and nice. You know, I talked earlier this week, Bill, I was making fun of all these people that think we should let all the refugees in and we should, they just don't even see danger or anything among that. And I think they just live in rainbows and lollipops. And anyway, we're going into a break. I want to talk about what is going on. We have a new Secretary of Agriculture. You're going to be you're not walking across America, but you're going to be doing a tour here in Missouri next week, and we'll have you back in here in the studio. I'm pretty excited about that. I'm going to open up phone lines at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. You can visit RCAF USA by going to their website, r-cafusa.com, and Bill and Beth Ann will be right back. Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old Star Guide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSE Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSE Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com, CSC Talk Radio, or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. This is the only nationally syndicated talk show that actually is an advocate for rural America. And I stand up and we try to fight as best we can. And we get the guests on that I believe are doing the most throughout this nation. And Bill Bullard and RCAF USA are among that. And we're going to talk about the cattle industry today. Lots of things are happening. Things are happening fast. And sometimes we still don't think they're happening fast enough, Bill. I do, before we get too far into the show, I want to give where you're going to be next week. On Tuesday, March 7th, he's going to be in Lynn, Missouri at 6:30 p.m. at the VFW Hall, and that's at 206 Court Street in Lynn, Missouri. On Wednesday, March 8th, he's going to be here on CSE Talk Radio first. Then he's going to Boonville that evening. And at 6:30, he'll be at the Missouri Valley Commission Company at 14747 Old Highway 40. It says here that it's also the Sportsman Club, the Sportsman Road. So you can give me a call here if you need to know those in detail as to the addresses. On Thursday, March the 9th, he's going to be in Clinton, Missouri at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Rotary Building, and that's at 200 West Franklin Street. So you're going to be a busy man next week touring across Missouri, but I think it's a good thing. I think it sounds like you've been doing this through some of the other states. We should have been on board with that because I could have helped in Nebraska, but you've had pretty good turnout, haven't you?
We really have. We've done a series of meetings in South Dakota, Nebraska. We were up in North Dakota, Iowa, and then down to Florida and in Kansas. And we've talked to over 2,000 cattle producers and rural residents so far. And the meetings have been interesting because the discussion part of presentation lasts about an hour. And then we go into questions and answers. And in some of the meetings, the question and answer period lasts longer than did the presentation. We've been an hour and a half and 2 hours in some meetings answering questions. And so we're touching on issues that affect the pocketbooks and the livelihoods of people that live and work in rural America. And we're offering solutions. And they're solutions that we believe will be embraced by the new president. And when we have a confirmation for Sonny Perdue by our new agricultural secretary, but things have been kind of in a holding pattern right now. And so at this point, we're simply bringing forth our solutions and recommendations. And when we have the people in place that we can go talk to, we'll be at their door and sitting down with them to talk about the specifics of how to get this done. And what we're talking about is how do we restore competition and the opportunity for profitability to rural America, working through the largest single segment of American ag, and that is our U.S. live cattle industry.
You know, it's so simple because competition is the answer. And they've tried to remove competition and control pricing, and that's not the answer. It's not the answer for the industry involved, whether it's the cattle industry, and it's certainly not the answer for the consumers. Whether we're talking about our cattlemen industry, our cattle industry, whether we're talking about any food industry, or even if we're talking about health care, competition is the answer. And I believe, you know, like you said, you offer solutions. RCAF USA offers solutions. I try to offer solutions here on the radio every day. And I believe we, the people, are the solution. That's putting it very simple. It's very broad. But it is we are the ones that have to be the active people involved. It's because we haven't been that all the bureaucracy and all these other industries have been able to be taken over by bureaucracy or by these other outside groups, these that have an agenda, a special purpose, or even from within. And when I'm talking about within, I'm thinking about the checkoff dollars that were hijacked from the cattlemen. And, you know, it's
right.
And then used against you. So
exactly.
There's just so many things. There's so much muck in the swamp. Mm-hmm. There's just so much muck.
And you mentioned Tracy Hunt, who's a former attorney from Wyoming, and it's a he. He's a rancher.
He has
been looking into this global roundtable for sustainable beef issue. And what he found was this is not unlike what's happening in our marketplace today, and it's simply a matter of entities trying to gain control over our domestic supply chains. And in the case of the Global Roundtable for Sustainable Beef, it's organizations like the World Wildlife Fund and like McDonald's and like some of the large multinational corporations that essentially want to gain control over the supply chain. What they want to do is work towards vertical integration, where the processors actually control the entire supply chain. And the point that Tracy makes is that vertical integration kills competition. Simple as that. If you're going to vertically integrate our disaggregated cattle industry, for example, that has over 750,000 cattle producers scattered all across the United States, if you're going to vertically integrate those and put them under the control of the multinational meatpackers, you will kill competition in rural America. And so what Tracy talks about with respect to the dangers of following and subscribing to this global roundtable for sustainable beef, it's merely a form of gaining control over the supply chain so these large multinational corporations can dictate to independent producers what the terms of production will be, what the terms of marketing will be, and what the price these multinationals will pay for the final livestock product. It's happening there, and producers are being deceived into believing that this is what the customer wants. This isn't what the customer is asking for. The customer wants cattle producers to remain independent family farm site operations. They want them to care for the land, the air, and the water, and their livestock, and they want them to support competition in their local communities and pay taxes in those communities. None of that will happen if we have a top-down controlled food system like what the Global Roundtable for Sustainable Beef is trying to achieve and like what the multinational corporations are trying to achieve in partnership with the swamp in Washington, D.C. And that's the reason we have to drain that swamp, because they don't have all their eggs in one basket. They're trying to capture control of rural America through various strategies, and we have to be vigilant to stop them at every corner.
Nothing they do is by accident. They have plotted it all out.
Absolutely not.
They have plotted and planned, and now they're trying to and implement. And, you know, when they, I'm going to jump ahead here to the COOL, the country of origin labeling, that when they, and I'm using my little quotes in the air here, meaning Congress, decided to repeal the COOL, they were not considering the independent producers, the cattlemen, and they were not considering taking into consideration what it was going to do in the long range for the consumers. They were following an agenda of Big Corp Ag, and they were not taking into consideration what it was going to do, especially the consumer. They want to know where their beef is coming from. You know, I know I've got a lot of listeners that are cattle producers, that are cattlemen, but I have a lot of listeners that they like to go buy their beef. They like to have their barbecues. They like to have their brisket and their hamburgers and their steak. But they don't. They also want to know where it's coming from.
Well, and that's absolutely right. In fact, we talked before how the National Football League last spring was warning its players, do not eat large amounts of beef in Mexico or in Asian countries because you will likely be tested for clenbuterol, where the levels have been way too high in those products from those countries. Now, that's not a United States food safety problem. That's a foreign food safety problem. And if a consumer cannot tell the difference between a beef product labeled product of Mexico or product of the United States, how in the world will he or she know which product to avoid? And what happens instead is consumers that hear these cautionary reports will simply avoid all the domestic product in the grocery store because they can't tell the difference. And that hurts the domestic cattle producer as well. So competition cannot occur if consumers cannot first distinguish a domestic product from a foreign product at the store, at the grocery store.
It's like you're we're going into a break. It's like you're pulling a number out of a basket to win a lottery. You don't know what you're going to get. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. Visiting today with Bill Bullard, CEO of RCAF USA. You can visit their website by going to r-calfusa.com. That's r-calfusa.com, or you can call him right here, right now, and we'll visit 877-895-5410. And Bill and Beth Ann, we'll be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166.
796-2166 or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.
The Coming Battle, Lost for 100 Years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interests, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
For credit card use, visit csctalkradio.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Anna visiting today with Bill Bullard of RCAF USA. I want you to go to their website and check out what they do, and they keep you informed there. They have information there as well. R-CAF, that's CALFUSA.com. That's r-cafusa.com. The phone number in their office is 406-252-2516. That's 406-252-2516. But right now he's here, so you can visit with him at 877-895-5410. There's just an awful lot that's going on, Bill, and things are happening fast and not fast enough. They're trying the D.C. swamp up there. Are trying to stifle the new president, not giving him his cabinet just yet. And I did not realize, and you were absolutely correct, they have not confirmed the new Secretary of Agriculture yet, have they?
No, they haven't. Sonny Perdue, the former governor from Georgia, who also is a veterinarian and who has started three small agriculture-related businesses. So that's his background. And he's been appointed as President Trump's new agricultural secretary, but there has not been a confirmation. And so we're actually hearing reports that the confirmation may not occur until mid-March, if not sometime in early April.
Oh,
and we are about to issue a letter to President Trump. In fact, it will be mailed today, And we have about 14 organizations along with RCAF USA, and we're supporting Sonny Perdue as the Ag Secretary and Charles W. Herbster as the Deputy Secretary. We believe that combination, which will include Sonny from the Southeast, along with a Midwesterner who is actually involved in hands-on production agriculture, we think that that will help us in terms of moving agriculture in the direction it needs to go to do what we said earlier. Restore competition, restore opportunities for profitability for independent family farmers and ranchers.
Well, and I know that you've been trying for a long time to get the Packer and Stockyards Act implemented. It's been around for ages, longer than you and I, and it still has not been implemented. And why is that, do you think?
Well, the reason is because the rules that we want implemented, and we should probably address this issue of too many regulations out of Washington.
Oh, yes.
Because as you indicated, not all of them are bad, but some of them certainly are. In fact, there could be quite a few of them. But if we think about, you know, where regulations are necessary, one striking example would be you would not want your neighbor digging a hole and filling it full of spent nuclear rods your next door. And so we must have regulations to ensure that the framework is clear in terms of what we're trying, what the law says. So let's apply that to the competitive marketplace. The law says that the meatpackers cannot engage in antitrust activities or in unfair practices. And so a law was passed to prohibit that. Well, now regulations are needed so that we have the rules of competition established in the marketplace. Once the rules of competition are established, and it needs to be through regulation, the regulations have to be somewhat specific and say, for example, that it is unlawful for a meatpacker to retaliate against a family farmer or rancher simply because they called their member of Congress to complain that they thought they were cheated in the marketplace. If the meatpackers are allowed to retaliate, they can put the farmer or rancher out of business. So we need rules that says the rule of competition says the meatpackers cannot retaliate against a producer who is engaged in lawful and constitutional speech, for example. Well, once the rule is in place, then the producer no longer has to rely on the federal government to enforce the law, because now the producer knows the law. There's a prohibition against retaliation. If the meatpacker persists and retaliates anyway, then the producer can file suit under the Packers and Stockyards Act to stop that unlawful practice. And that's why these rules are not have not been implemented, because the meatpackers, the multinational meatpackers, do not want independent farmers and ranchers to be empowered by, number one, knowing precisely what the rules of competition are, and then the meatpackers do not want those same farmers and ranchers to be empowered to actually enforce those rules of competition if the meatpacker chooses to violate them. And so the meatpackers, to prevent the empowerment of independent producers, has blocked the implementation of the GIPSA rules, the rules that define the rules of competition in the marketplace, and they have blocked them since 2011. Now we're trying to move forward, and the meatpackers are again crying, well, we have too many regulations. These new regulations should not be put in place. Our position is these regulations are necessary to limit government involvement, to put in the hands of the people the power to monitor and then enforce the competitiveness of the marketplace and the rules of competition. Once they're in place, the independent producers no longer have to sit and wait for the federal government to decide when and if they will step into the marketplace to enforce rules of competition and to protect competition. So this is really a pro-competitive and absolutely essential rule that must be implemented, and the meatpackers are fighting tooth and nail to prevent its implementation. And with respect to President Trump's announcement that for every new rule, we should eliminate two, Well, we have two that we would like to eliminate right away. Let's adopt and implement the GPSA rules to enforce the rules of competition, and then let's repeal the rule that the USDA passed to allow high-risk beef from Brazil and Argentina and Namibia, Africa, into the United States. Mm-hmm. Countries that continue to have foot-and-mouth disease, the United States Department of Agriculture, the past administration, nevertheless, in its infinite wisdom, decided we would relax our health and safety standards and allow that product into the United States. The other rule we would like to see repealed, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, finish yours.
Well, the other rule was the National Animal Identification System. Remember, we talked about that for years, where the government was trying to maintain a national database of all cattle producers' cattle, and they were going to require all cattle producers to register their premises. Well, we stopped that, but USDA nevertheless implemented a watered-down version that is requiring the tracking of all livestock so the government knows whose livestock are where and at what time. We don't believe that's the proper role of government. Let's repeal that rule, too. So let's implement the rule for implementing the GPSA rules, and let's repeal the rule that allows high-risk beef from Argentina and Brazil, countries with foot-and-mouth disease, and the animal identification rule that the USDA passed over the strenuous objections of virtually every independent cattle producer in the country.
You know, we're talking an awful lot about using the word vetting. So when you were talking about the foreign beef coming from countries that we know still have the diseases, we should be vetting that. And what they did is they took away the vetting. We should be vetting that and protecting our meat supply, our food supply here in the United States of America. It makes absolutely no sense that we're going to track all the beef industry here within the United States, but then we don't vet and we just open our arms to those coming in from outside that we know are coming from countries that still have the diseases.
You know, another good example, Beth Ann, is at the first of the year, U.S. livestock producers now are subject to what's called a veterinary feed directive. Mm. They have to obtain a veterinary certificate in order to purchase antibiotics to put in feed. It's because the American people want to reduce the volume of antibiotics used in production agriculture. That law went into effect, and U.S. cattle producers are subject to it.
We're going into a break.
Competitors.
We're going into a break. I want to talk about that when we come back, because I think that's very important. It's something that's on the minds of the consumers. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. We're visiting today with Bill Bullard of RCAF USA, and Bill and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back. Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old StarGuide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSE Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSE Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com CSC Talk Radio, or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
Have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Bill Bullard. Before we get back, because I really want to talk about what you were saying, I want to give the listeners once again when you're going to be where next week. On the 7th, he will be in Lynn, Missouri. That's on Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. at the VFW Hall. On March the 8th, Wednesday evening at 6:30, he will be in Boonville, Missouri at the Missouri Valley Commission Company. And on March the 9th, on Thursday, he'll be in Clinton, Missouri at the Clinton Rotary Building. And if you want to know the addresses, you can give me a call here in the office right after we get off the show at 573-796-2166. And I will give those to you. And I'm going to try and make one of those meetings, probably the Wednesday night after you've been in here in the office. We'll see what I can get done. Anyway, we were talking about the antibiotics in the animals. And I know that the consumers want to know these things, and they've heard a lot, so they're leery of things. So let's talk about that. Let's continue that. As we were going into the break, I've kind of cut you short.
Well, in response to the consumer's concern that we were achieving or causing a high level of antibiotics to be in the meat that consumers purchase, the United States Food and Drug Administration implemented what was called the Veterinary Feed Directive that went into effect at the first part of this year. And it now requires all livestock producers that are feeding antibiotics in their feed to first have to go and get a veterinary certificate so that the use of the antibiotics in feed is now being governed and controlled by veterinarians to ensure that it's actually needed. And so we've done that as a nation, but we've only applied it to domestic cattle. That means the cattle coming into the United States from Mexico and Canada and are being slaughtered here are not subject to that veterinary feed directive while they're in those foreign countries, nor is the beef produced in Australia, Canada, Mexico, Uruguay, Brazil, Argentina, or any one of the other 20 countries we import from. None of that beef is subject to our domestic veterinary feed directive. So what that does is it renders our domestic producers uncompetitive in their own marketplace because they are required to incur an additional cost that is a food safety related cost, and our producers are paying that cost. And yet the United States Department of Agriculture is allowing beef from these 20 different countries to come into our market undifferentiated, and consumers can't even choose to purchase the beef that was produced in a manner so as to reduce antibiotic use in livestock. That makes no sense whatsoever. It is just a glaring example of the risk that we put ourselves in by pursuing this globalization, by relaxing our nation's health and safety standards for no other reason but to facilitate the importation of more products so that multinational corporations can earn windfall profits. And that's what we're up against, and that's just a brand new but another glaring example of how the U.S. beef is the best beef in the world, bar none, the most wholesome, the safest, and yet without country of origin labeling, consumers cannot choose to purchase the exclusive USA product. And so we've initiated a new campaign we're calling Cool in 100. And for those who like to Twitter, they can go hashtag Cool, C-O-O-L, in, and then the number 100. And we're urging President Trump, his new administration, to reinstate country of origin labeling for beef and pork within the first 100 days of his administration. So the hashtag Cool in 100, we have another hashtag, Demand USA Beef, a hashtag Label Our Beef. All of these can be used to create kind of a viral situation on social media to encourage the Trump administration to reinstate Cool for U.S. consumers.
All right. We have a caller from New Mexico. We've got Granny on the line with a question or two for you. Granny, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing all right. How are you there?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Yes. Good. Yes, it seems like when Mr. Bullard comes on the show, even though I don't know him at all, he has a topic that our family has been interested in, largely as consumers, because if I remember before when I asked a question, is it that most of the other food products that come in from other countries are required to be labeled what the country of origin, but it's pork and beef now that don't have to be labeled? And wouldn't most consumers be assuming that if it wasn't labeled that it was from the United States with pork and beef? And therefore, I think most consumers don't have any idea that they wouldn't be notified if the pork or beef they were buying wasn't from the United States. Is that right?
Bill?
You're absolutely correct. In fact, the product coming into the country, into the United States from foreign countries, will be labeled as a U.S. inspected sticker on it. And so consumers looking at that U.S. inspection sticker would presume that that must be a domestic product, when it certainly is not. The inspection sticker does not denote origin, and that's why country of origin labeling has as an additional benefit, not just for food safety purposes or for purposes to allow U.S. consumers to express nationalism and patriotism by purchasing from U.S. producers, but it also has the component of preventing deception. And what you described is deceptive. Consumers see the U.S. inspection sticker, presume it must be a domestic product, when in fact it's probably could, this is likely be coming from Mexico or Canada. And you're also correct that only beef and pork are the outliers with regard to the 2002 country of origin labeling law. So your chicken, your venison, your lamb will continue to be labeled as to where it was born, raised, and slaughtered. And so, too, will your seafood and shellfish farm-raised fish and wild fish, fruits and vegetables, macadamia nuts, and other nuts, all will continue to be required to be labeled, but beef and pork will not, because Congress saw fit to satisfy the economic interests of the multinational meat packers and remove that label from those two important staple products.
Yes, and when was it removed? Was it in 2000?
December of 2015. December of 2015.
So it's been a year, more than a year now,
yes,
that it's been gone. I see.
Yes.
Well, I, as a consumer, had no idea until I heard you on the radio that was the way it was.
We are out of time, Granny. We're going to have Bill back on next Wednesday. He will be here, and you can call with you. I think you had another question, but we are completely and totally out of time. Bill, thank you so much for being with us today. Folks, give me a call here in the office so I can tell you when you can go hear Bill and get signed up with RCAF USA, whether you're a cattleman or whether you're a consumer. You need to be propping up this industry to help you, because it's going to take every single one of us to bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.